I just want to be one of the guys that yells at the beginning of a song.
Hey! Yeah!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show then. Just an ad-lib guy.
Want to be an ad-libber.
Yeah. I think I think Jeezy's my favorite ad-libber.
I mean, how can you not? Just love that.
Yeah, hour number two, the noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get to an NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes from right now as week three begins tonight right here on the radio station between the Jets and the Patriots. Grant McCauley going to join us in 20 minutes, talk some Braves with him. Day game for them today, chance to win the series against the Reds, got to do it. Finally got their first win of the season last night against the Reds, which is tough, but at least they did it. Got to win today, get the series, and then keep winning because there's only 10 games left and you got two games to make up. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40
You know when I get hot about something, I start MFing everybody. Mm. And I had my MF moment just a second ago, but that's not – the first one was the they should outlaw cover two. And this is all the pros and everybody's weighing on. What a dumbass just statement.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of different times where
it's just the reason it's dumb is because you're blaming it for offenses not being productive. Right. Well, that's the job of a damn defense, first of all,
you're supposed to call a defense that limits the offense.
Yes.
Second of all, they've been running cover two for a long time.
I just saw Coach Dungy just said when.
He would know.
He would know.
And offenses have been getting more productive by the year, pretty much. I know the last couple of years it's been taking a step back, and we can talk about why.
Cover two was introduced. They've been running cover two since 1973. All right. Coach Bud Carson brought it in. Okay. All right.
1973.
And maybe before they actually called it cover two.
Right, they called it something else, probably. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't understand how certain things become stories.
Yes.
I guess it's just like the right person says it, and then the right people talk about it.
It was male, and I clicked on it. I was like, what? It's ruining. What?
But this is also, again, like, I don't know, it's not the same thing yesterday as, like, with the Woj stuff, but it's like, this is a thing that a guy on TV said, right? And then other guys on TV are talking about it, and then, like, everyone now is like, oh, wow, this is, like, this is like they just created it. The response to it
is the irritating part about it for me. I don't give a damn that Mel said it. It's the irritating part of... Now you got to, what?
It's kind
of
dumb to say
it's dumb
first
as hell.
Place.
That's why I say it's just a dumbass reason to say that when something, I was like, what? Cover two should be banned. And then the other idiots, well, you know they did, baseball got rid of the shift. And so so the offense went up. I said, and you know my favorite phrase, and you dumb MF, but I can't say that over the microphone. But I was like, okay. Cover three, and now we found out it's been around for 51 years. Cover two.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
That's the reason. Not the fact that these dudes don't play no more before the season or anything like that. It's cover two.
Nope. That's what it is. It's cover two now.
Yeah. What an idiot.
It's not that teams have quarterbacks playing that are not really good. Just not ready to play.
That you got young rookies that look like rookies.
Yep.
The offensive line play
Can't
is
block.
Horrible. Yep. But it's cover two.
But also, here's the thing, though. Like, by October or early November – the offenses will probably be caught up and they'll be fine. Mm-hmm. And then the numbers will continue to go up as they have offensively. And that rule change and stuff like that. They've made it a more offensive friendly league. But like, I don't know, man.
This offenses are bad. Don't let the Saints beat the hell out of Cowboys. Offenses are bad league wide right now. It's just not, clicking. They're not in sync. Mm-hmm. And like you said, eventually it will do that.
Yeah.
So.
They probably shouldn't outlaw it, though. Plus, also, the Falcons have two really good safeties. So,
yes. And they don't play a lot of cover.
Keep both those safeties on the field.
Yeah, they don't play a lot of cover, too, but they play it.
Let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Let's first hear from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Every single Wednesday, he joins the guys live from Flowery Branch. This is about the team's mindset versus Kansas City.
I know it's always fun to play the comparison game, statistical game, but like for us as coaches, that's still Patrick Mahomes, that's Travis Kelce.
Sure.
That's the two-time defending champions, which right now they got to come play us, right? And it's got to be about us. It's got to be about us going out there and playing, and we got to go out there and play our game and figure out the best ways for us to have success and win. And each week may look a little different. So it may look a little different for us this week. It may look a little different for them this week. You just never know. So like the games are played for a reason, and it's not played based on what happened happened the weeks prior is all about the weeks that's coming in right now and the preparation and who's going to be able to come into this game feeling the best.
I mean, I heard a lot of this yesterday, Bunk. I was in the car when they got a chance to interview Raw. A lot of good stuff in there. But it's a week-to-week thing because they're going to look at – the Falcons are going to look at, okay, Kansas City, what did Cincinnati do that gave them issues? What did Baltimore – so because the 2024 season is pretty much a two-game sample.
Pretty much.
And so you got the two games, the cuts and everything, offense, defense, special teams, and how do we adjust to what we did? The same way the Chiefs are looking at what gave them problems.
What does Cincinnati do? Because Cincinnati does a good job. Cincinnati, with Kansas City.
They do. They rush three for the most part. They rush three, and then they drop eight, and then they play the cloud. They basically play a bigger a cover two, whatever you want to call it, with just three rushes.
Oh, they should ban that.
Yes.
They shouldn't be allowed to play that.
And they make Patrick – because you ever watch Patrick, very rarely is he under pressure in Cincinnati. He's sitting back there looking, trying to get guys open.
Right.
And that's what they match up well with them.
Are the Falcons, from a personnel standpoint – well-equipped to play like that?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Now, again, copycat lead, do you do that? A lot of people, because the one thing I...
Now, Cincinnati did lose.
Yes, they lost the game. But the one thing I wouldn't do, if I'm calling it, I would not try to pressure Pat. That's what he wants you to do. And he going to light your ass up because you're giving him...
Interesting.
You know, and he's become such a smarter quarterback that he knows where to go with the ball immediately. And so... Yeah, but that's what Cincinnati does. They make him patient. You'll see him back there. Remember that, was it 2 years ago, the AFC Championship game, the one they actually won?
Yeah.
And you saw Pat doing this the whole time?
Yep.
Because there was nowhere to go. And he's just sitting there, and they'll rush three, and they'll rush, and then eventually your damn O-line will get tired of blocking, and then Pat's still back there patting the ball.
And then somebody breaks and then somebody loose. Breaks maybe you, and, yes. you flush him. Maybe yes. you get a sack, right. whatever. But, yeah, you got eight guys downfield.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I like that. No, I agree with everything that Raheem says, though, as far as it obviously you're excited about what the Falcons were able to do against the Eagles late, but matchups are so dependent on the way that the game goes in a way that's so dependent on what the matchups are.
Yes.
The Chiefs are such a different team than the Eagles are, and it's so early in the season, it's so hard to kind of give a real idea of the way that the thing is going to go.
Right.
I can imagine this game going a number of different ways right. in my mind. I hope it's not that night where the Chiefs click offensively and figure it out, because it's going to happen at some point, and they're going to go off. I hope it's not Sunday night.
The biggest thing is that you don't have to really play quarterback run this week like you had to.
True.
You know, even if Pat gets out and does
his
thing.
Yeah, the first 2 weeks you did.
You don't have to really – yeah, you really don't have to play quarterback run as much as you need to. But, I mean, we talk about, you know, they got Rashee Rice. He is leading the league in yards after catch. We know Worthy's a specific guy. We know Kels, what he is. He has not had Kels-type year, but he's always still capable of that type of greatness and that chemistry we're talking about between those two. Lost their batting ram. You can get after these tackles.
Mm-hmm.
You can get after them, especially the right tackle. His ass is all the way in the backfield and everything like that. He gets a lot of holding penalties, and so you can find a way to keep them behind the sticks. And don't let him have the damn ball last.
That's basically the key. Like,
yes.
And Mark Schlereth said it yesterday. Like, basically,
not
their game plan,
the
especially
last.
Early in the season, is just hang around and try to let Pat have the ball down less than seven with 2 minutes to go, and he's going to figure out a way to win the game.
Yes.
So don't let that happen.
No.
You beat the Chiefs on national TV, and you're 2-1. Even if it's whatever, the Chiefs don't look right yet,
Rutgers.
But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You beat the two-time defending Super Bowl champions to get to 2-1, and. You know, you saw the national narrative about the Falcons change from that 2-minute drill that they ran at the end of the game against Philadelphia.
Yep.
Imagine how much differently people would be talking about this team on Monday morning if they go out there on Sunday night and win. Because, again, it's another standalone game.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to get a chance to really see you and pay attention to what you are. Hopefully Kirk makes as big of a jump in production as he did from week one to week two to week two to week three. Bijan just feels ready to have a huge game. I mean, every game, and he had a good game last week. It feels like Bijan's ready to have a couple touchdowns and like 200 total yards, whatever. It just feels like he's poised to have one of those. And the way that the passing game went in that final drive, hopefully they can bottle some of that because everybody looked good.
Well, and Moody was on yesterday, and he talked about a little bit of the concepts they ran and about the one route where I didn't like he quit on it, but he talked about, and I understood it after he explained it.
Oh, yeah, what did
I understood.
He say?
Basically, he's running clear, and then Drake's is coming on the dig, but the guy who was covering him figured out what he was running and got in the way, knocked Drake guy down, and just messed up the whole damn play. That was it.
Okay. Week three starts tonight. You got the Jets and the Patriots. I know the Patriots have done well early, but this feels like a Jets win.
I don't know by how much, because the Patriots defense can go.
Yeah, they're good.
They can go, man. And I just don't know if you know I mean, all these games and this many days for the Jets, they're still banged up.
Ramondre Stevenson's really good,
and
too.
And that defense ain't playing like it used to, but now they're not gonna need the pass rush. Like, if you want to talk about the interior defense of the Jets versus this, I like this matchup, you know, because Jacoby can – go ahead, dog. You and Hunter Henry and Bourne, go ahead, get busy. But that dude Stevenson, I'm not letting him.
Hey, man, Jalen Polk. Jalen Polk's over there.
Did y'all pick him up?
We drafted him.
Y'all picked him up? Okay.
He scored a touchdown last week.
Yeah, that's why I thought y'all, because I know y'all were down. Debo, right?
I know, Debo's out. We still haven't figured out what we're going to do with Debo's spot. But
You think Jordan Love plays this weekend?
I kind of hope not. I'd like to see him beat the Titans.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can beat the Titans, right, but I'd like to see him do that, because that'd be kind of a fun story. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously they want Jordan Love to come back. Still a lot of meat left on the NFL bone. We'll get back into more of this stuff top of the 1 o'clock hour. We got all day tomorrow to talk about it as well, picks against the spread and all that. But Grant McCauley is going to join us next. We'll talk some Braves with him. Talk with him every Thursday about the Braves. 10 games left, 2 games back in the wild card, 1 last night. Chris Sale on the mound today. Grant McCauley next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Early game today, 110 looking to win the series against the Reds with Chris Sale on the mound. Grant, how are you?
G-Mac.
Yeah, doing well, guys.
What do you, obviously there's 10 games left in the season, 2 games back of the Diamondbacks and the Mets. Realistically, with how well, especially the Mets, are playing, what do you think the record needs to look like in the final 10?
Gosh, I think that 8-2 is probably what you're looking at. You know, I mean, it's hard to say what the outcome of that Mets series is going to be. Is obviously going to go a long way towards it. But when you factor in what the Mets have to do, or who they have to play, which is specifically the Phillies for the next 4 games, and then also, you know, dealing with the Milwaukee Brewers, that's not going to be easy either down the stretch. And then you got the Padres and Diamondbacks closing the season against one another with 3 games. So there's a lot that can still be decided in the next week and a half. But if you're talking about controlling what the Braves can control, I mean, I said it when they went on this road trip to face the Reds and the Marlins. They need to win 5 of these games. You win anything less than 4, you are really putting yourself at a disadvantage considering how well the Mets have played.
Grant, we were talking earlier before we got you on. Obviously, Ozzie's on his rehab stint, supposed to be coming back tomorrow. Where do you see him fitting in as far as in the lineup? And, I mean, he is batting right-handed because I guess I'm assuming that batting left is a problem for that wrist and hand. Where do you see him fitting into this roster once he gets back?
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue that has him batting right-handed, is just not feeling comfortable from the left side of the plate swinging the bat. So I think the right-handed thing is kind of an example of doing everything that you can to get back and help the team, which is, I do feel like, something Ozzie Albies is very much about. He's not enjoying himself sitting on the sidelines watching and feeling like, hey, I can't do anything to help out. And the team's really been going through it this year, and he knows as well as anybody from going through it himself. But it's going to be interesting, I think, to see what kind of options the Braves have, which is a weird word to say because it doesn't feel like it many times. They have very many options worth exploring. But you put Ozzie Albies back at second base, what does that do to Whit Merrifield? Does he play third base? I don't think you're going to see him in the outfield given the foot situation. It would probably put him at a disadvantage out there, if not completely dealing with too much discomfort running around for 9 innings. Then could you move Gio Urshela over to shortstop if you got Whit Merrifield at third base? Urshela has shown he's very good with the glove, but Orlando Arcia has been a perfectly capable defender. It's just a problem offensively speaking. So I guess what Brian Snitker and the Braves kind of have to ask themselves is, do they or are they willing to sacrifice a little bit of that defense for some offense if that's a possibility? And over the final 10 games, do you just kind of try a few things for nothing else than to satisfy your curiosity of how can we make this thing better? But you're going to put Ozzie Albies in the lineup.
Yes.
The question is, how do you keep Whit Merrifield in there?
Yeah, that's an interesting proposition is, you know, you might as well do what you can. I mean, there's not like you've had one lineup steady for the last couple of months anyway. You might as well mix and match and see what you got. I hadn't thought of the idea of moving Arcia out of there, but with some of those at-bats that he's had, especially awful in big moments, like, I don't know, you can't help but think about that.
No, and I think that's really the thing. I talked about this, you know, with the morning show this week as well. The ball will find you, and that means in the lineup, that means in the field, it means just in general in that moment. And there's been a lot of that for Orlando Arcia, who is the worst qualified hitter with runners in scoring position in Major League Baseball this year. That is not a distinction that you want. And there have been times, and every once in a while, yes, he does come through. It's not to say he fails every time, but it's – one of the products of when you don't have Austin Riley, when you don't have Ronald Acuña Jr., when you're missing Ozzie Albies and several other stars for months at a time, all of a sudden you can't really just have Orlando Arcia down at the bottom of the lineup struggling, being more of a glove-first type player with the occasional power and the occasional clutch hit. Now you're asking everybody, honestly, to step up and do a little bit more. And that, I think, may have been asking a bit much from a player like Orlando Arcia.
Grant, is Michael Harris a healthy season away from being the best center fielder of baseball?
I don't know that he's necessarily there, but I would love to see what a healthy season looks like for Michael Harris. I think he's had some disruptions the last couple of years, but he gave us a really good indicator over his first two seasons in the big leagues, the kind of talent and the kind of numbers he can put up, but we just haven't been able to see him get to do it for 162. But he's going to be on that short list, if you're asking me. Defensively, he does so much. And offensively, I still feel like there's another level for him, and hopefully we'll see that in 2025.
What about the other guys? I know we're going to get Ozzie back tomorrow, but what about the other guys that are banged up? I know it looked like, and maybe still does look like, it would take a playoff appearance to see them, but what are you hearing about Austin Riley and Reynaldo Lopez?
Not hearing much about Austin Riley. That's pretty much the timetable that does put him outside of the regular season window, so what that could look like in the first week of October is a true wait-and-see scenario. Reynaldo Lopez, I think, has, by going through all the testing and the imaging coming out fine, is going to be in line to come off the injured list with four games to go in the regular season. So he could come in and help out, and I would imagine that the Braves, if they feel comfortable and Reynaldo feels comfortable, would put him right back out there, maybe on a little bit of a limited pitch count. But we saw when he came off the injured list this last time, he can make a major impact, even in a 5 or 6 inning stint.
Hey, was it just Marcel just tired of carrying his damn lineup, or it was just a little bit of fatigue, or just baseball happened as far as that long drought until last night for the home runs?
Yeah, it's just a long season. Eventually, everybody goes through some version of a slump or a slowdown or downturn or whatever you want to call it. But Marcel Ozuna's downturn would be a good month for some players in this lineup, and I don't say that to pick on anybody. It's just, you know, he's still collecting base hits, finding his way on base, just the home runs had kind of dried up on him, and obviously the RBI, as a result, suffered from that. But he's been tremendous and continues to be an important cog in this lineup. But now we're starting to see Matt Olson over the last month and a half is turning back into Matt Olson. And then in addition to that, you got Jorge Soler finally starting to show some signs as well. So I think if you get those guys going, see what you can get from Michael Harris, plug Ozzie Albies back in there, all of a sudden you have a lineup that could go beyond just the Marcel Ozuna factor for sure.
Hopefully this is a question that they have to answer, meaning that they get into a playoff series and this comes up. But if the Braves were in a situation where they had to figure out what their playoff rotation was, where would Spencer Schwellenbach fit in?
That's a really good question, and I'm feeling like it's one that they're going to have a really serious discussion about because Reynaldo with the injury is the only thing that gives you pause about him. I think you know where Chris Sale's supposed to be, and you know where Max Fried is going to be. The question a little bit, maybe more so, is where does Charlie Morton fit into this mix? But I'll throw this out there as well. Dealing with the three-game wild card scenario, the Braves are in kind of a uniquely qualified position when it comes to starters because somebody's going to have to throw those important games to get through a wild card and then be ready for a division series after that. So I say you throw your best arms in the wild card knowing that you still have capable starters waiting on the other side. The Braves may look to do that with Spencer Schwellenbach. They may go veteran route in the three-game series, and then if they could win it in two, that'd be great because then you didn't have to burn the third guy, and you can start to look at what game one of the division series would look like. But all of this is a lot of, what-if scenarios for the Braves right now. You just got to win in advance. Yeah. But, yeah, they're in a good spot, though, and Spencer Schwellenbach has shown time and time again he needs to be in those plans.
And you're saying that veteran, you're talking basically Sale, Fried, and Charlie?
Or Sale Fried and Reynaldo Lopez.
I'm saying if you don't get Lopez back. Okay.
If you don't get Lopez back, then I think you could make an argument between Morton and Schwellenbach. Okay. And people may not want to hear that because we look at the recency of, who's done what the best this year. I think the edge would go to Schwellenbach, but Charlie Morton has the best postseason resume of anybody on this staff. Right. That's at least going to be a discussion.
Can we get I know his bat keeps him in the lineup. It keeps him in the outfield, Grant. It does. And I know he's never going to win a Gold Glove. But this Soler thing, would it be better in the other corner outfielder, or is it just, we just going to have to live with this?
I've wondered that, but the answer is ultimately what you just said. You kind of have to live with it. It's the arrangement that you made, knowing that you couldn't DH him because you have somebody who's plugged in at DH, and no, you don't want to tell Marcell Ozuna after 140 or 50 games that he needs to go play the outfield. That's not an option, or
that's that glove off,
the route that you want to go. Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of, you're going to deal with it in hopes that you get the offense. If he swings like he has lately, that will make up for it. But there are going to be those games and those plays where you just look at and think, you know, it's not ideal, but you've got to make some sacrifices right now in the name of just necessity, if nothing else.
They don't let you use two DHs in the playoffs? They don't do that?
No, they let you use that in most slow-pitch softball leagues, but not in Major League Baseball.
Oh, dang it. All right. I was hoping maybe they changed that rule. Grant, we appreciate it, as always.
Appreciate
Thank you,
G-Mac.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Grant McCauley there every single Thursday at this time talking Braves. Again, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Hey, if you want to be in the building for the final game of the season, which may very well be the deciding game as to whether or not the Braves go to the playoffs
or not.
Okay, we'll work on it. I don't think you're eligible for this. Although it'd be really funny if you called right now.
I got people out there.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, then you you're good then.
Look out
but
for,
if you're
look
not
out for,
if
look
you
out
don't
for Dennis.
If you don't have people, then we're your people.
Yeah.
Call 404-726-0929. Caller number 6 right now. You're going to win a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Braves take on the Royals on Sunday, September 29th at Truist Park. Final game of the season. Again, with 10 games left and the playoff race being what it is, pretty good chance that that game decides whether or not the Braves go to the playoffs. This is brought to you by the Georgia Lottery. Caller number 6 right now at 404-726-0929. We're going to send you to the game and check out the Braves.
No surprise, Sark has announced that Arch is going to start.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, because that hadn't been made official yet, so Quinn Ewers will sit out.
Yes.
You know who he's going against, right?
I saw that the coach for Louisa Monroe said that, some of these guys, they played against Arch in high school.
Uh-huh.
They're not intimidated by him.
But the quarterback for that team, do you know who that is?
Ooh.
General Booty.
Oh, really?
General Booty
he's
is the starting.
Still in school?
Not only that, but he's starting this weekend against Arch Manning.
What year is this?
He's been around. He's a general.
General Booty.
Takes a while to become a general.
Damn. That's what I was like, General Booty. I thought General Booty was like, that was like cycled with Stafford them.
No, I think it's just his name is funny. And yeah, so he,
and that could be
you know what I mean?
Well, there's also been several booties.
Yes.
John David.
Lots
and
of booties.
Yeah,
Were we going to show up there when the other booty came up to us? The one I played against.
Well,
I played against Josh Booty.
Oh,
Or it might have been college. It might have been college ball game time.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I played against Josh Booty.
Okay. Yeah, no. General Booty's only been in college since 2021.
Really?
He was at Oklahoma for a couple years, and now he's at Louisiana Monroe. So, General Booty will be making a start this weekend against Arch Manning. One of the fun quarterback names in the history of college
Louisiana
football.
Louisiana Monroe.
Nobody thinks the word booty is funnier than my daughter.
Oh, I bet it just tickles her to death.
Now, she doesn't know there's a football player named Booty yet.
Right.
But obviously, we'll have to inform her of that.
Yes. If she says booty, she laughs after she says it.
Oh, it's just the funniest thing in the world to her every single time. Because every night, we'll say prayers before bed. It's like, hey, what are you thankful for? What do you think she's thankful for? Booty.
Booty.
Every single day. It's like, well, me too. Me too, but you don't see me thanking God for it, okay? All right? You're very funny and very silly.
Yeah.
She thought it was very funny to find out that there's songs like Shake Your Booty or what's the Bubba Sparks song? Booty, 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 rock.
Are you
everywhere.
Like? Are you and her listening to these songs?
Well, there's that dun 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 dun, Shake Your Booty. That song, that's a normal song for a kid to hear,
no,
isn't
it's
it?
No, it's not.
No? Bubba Sparks?
No, definitely not.
Shouldn't be playing Bubba Sparks for a four-year-old.
No, I don't need Niecy coming out there and booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Why not?
No, it's too advanced.
Oh.
I'm just lying, dude.
Well.
This is me right here.
Somebody should have told me that a couple weeks ago. Dang it.
I think booty's accepted these days.
Did she ask for it?
No, I was like, hey, you think that word's funny? Listen to this song.
Did you put it on?
Yeah, I don't know.
I love it.
Terrible parenting, probably.
There's no such thing as terrible parenting. I'm not going
to
say that.
No, there is. But that's probably not
that's
it.
That's not
right?
it.
I'm just trying to get a laugh, man.
Hey, dude.
Just trying to get a laugh.
Hey, man, that's you, dog. Because sometimes you got to do some unorthodox stuff. I did the potty dance the other day.
Oh, sometimes you got to do the potty
dance.
Dude,
the potty dance.
I came up with a good one this morning.
Yeah.
Because getting dressed for school had become a little bit of a... like a wrestling match, and I was pretty tired of that. I turned it into a race.
Yeah.
I was like, see which one of you two can get dressed faster.
Hell yeah.
She got dressed in 2 seconds.
Yeah, there we go.
Because she's competitive. She's very competitive. You turn anything into a race, it's immediately going to get done.
You found it.
Well, the funny, Jack can't dress himself.
I know, exactly.
So, of course, she was going to beat him.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, you smoked
him. She's smart, But she's still four.
She's still four.
You also got to have confidence. Yeah, you don't start taking shortcuts.
Yeah, she's still four.
With the clothes.
True. I was, I was observing. I was making sure. But, it was like, oh, man, you killed him. He didn't even get started. He still has his pajamas on. Wow. Well done. Anyway, we'll come back, and we'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Congratulations to Avery. Avery's going to the Braves game.
Courtesy of my man
Andy and Randy. You're going to be in there for the final game of the season, family four-pack. Not only courtesy of us, but also courtesy of the Georgia Lottery as well. So thanks for listening, thanks for calling, and congratulations to you. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes.
My wife is leaving today to go to Cali.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Her, Sebastian, just her. And so it's me and Samson. And, so I guess the lady who tutors him on Saturday, she's like, well, if you don't want to bring him because you're too overwhelmed or something because it's just going to be you two. And Andy, she's nice as lady. Miss Laurie is so nice.
She meant best of intentions.
And I'm pretty sure she did. Mm-hmm. But I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And I said, I got seven children. I took care of them. I know how to take care of my damn children.
Right.
You know, I take care of them. It didn't come out the way I just said it, but I did.
But it came out a little
bit like
that.
It came out a little bit like that.
A little bit like that. Sure.
I'm overwhelmed. Come here. Get up. Get him dressed. No, he can open up. Hey, get dressed, dog. We got to go over here for 45 minutes to come back home and we cooling. If you're overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with you?
I think they think sometimes us dads don't have,
I don't know.
Don't have the ability to multitask or to be like. No, I'm good.
No, I got this.
I'm good.
I got this. I do the same thing. You do the same thing. We both have to drop our kids off every morning before we come to work.
It's all good.
It ain't no problem. No hiccups. No. The hiccup is when mom gets involved. That's the only time the hiccup happens, when they get involved and mess up the routine. I bet you don't go to her, do you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Nobody says that to a mom.
Nobody says that to a mom. When they mess up the routine.
Yeah. If you would have been going to California with Bash, she would not have said that to Donna.
If you're overwhelmed.
She would just been like, oh, mom's got it.
Yeah.
Dad's got it, too.
I got this.
Dad's got it, too.
I got this, right? Man.
We're fine. Leave us alone. We got it.
Yeah.
We got it under control.
But it came out wrong.
You ever have it where, because I'll have it occasionally where I'm with both of them. We'll be in the store, public, or something like that. And you can just, see people looking at you.
Yes.
Look at him.
Hey,
yeah, I'm with my kids.
But tell me this, though. But it's different between me and you,
leave me alone.
All right? Because your children look like you. My children got long hair.
Yeah, but they look like you, though.
I know they look like me, but that one,
it doesn't look like a straight up photocopy
that man called it Chicago Lady, them old bats. Hey, what you looking at, lady? This my guy. That mine. Yeah, him. You see the hair? He got it for me.
If I grew my hair out, it looked like that,
if I
too.
Grew my hair looked just like that. It'd flow. I love Ms. Laura. She's such a nice lady. And she listens, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ms. Laura. I know you didn't mean nothing by it, but I sure took it something by it.
Yeah, but it's just treat us the same.
Dads, we got this.
We got it. We got it. And that is my favorite thing about the daycare that I take them to and the pre-K that I take them to, is every morning I take them in, but I'm not the only dad doing it.
Right.
It's a pretty good split. There's about half dads, half moms that are there.
Right.
Some of the dads have two. Now, all the dads that are bringing two in, we all kind of share a glance.
Yeah.
It's like, well done.
Yeah.
Good work.
Right.
Because it was a fight to get here every single morning. Well done. But yeah, man, put a little respect
put
on dad.
Respect on dad,
respect
man.
On
we got
dad.
This.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Bo knows.
Hell yeah, Bo knows.
Every day at this time, Bo Johnson with the back page. Hey, Bo.
To coin a phrase from our good friend Wes Durham, we stole one in the thick of the night. How about winning a softball game with a walk-off grand slam last night?
Wow.
Shout out to the Norcross 10U Lady Blue Devils on a fantastic game. Also, shout out to the Mountain View, I think they're the Bulls or something like that, wherever. There's a park up there in Decula. I think it's Decula, Lawrenceville. Wherever.
Who hit it?
So my leadoff hitter last night, her name's Kaylin, KK, shout out to you.
Hold on,
Johnson also.
Who are you shouting at, the other team?
Because it was a good game.
Man, damn near,
and
man.
It was a clean
game. No. All right, I'm trying to make rivalries.
right? I'm trying to make rivalries in this thing, man. Nobody care about where were they from again?
Mountain View.
Them. Yeah, no, it's all about the Lady Team
what,
use.
What mountain do you think they can view?
Yeah.
I'm not 100% no. sure. It's up there in the Lawrenceville, Tequila area. Maybe they can
I guess they can see Stone Mountain, maybe? All right.
You can get a nice view from the mountain.
Mountain View.
Okay. Juice Johnson starts the game on the mound, pitches three innings, gets three more strikeouts.
Way to go,
my
girl.
For those of you counting at home, that's four innings pitched this season through two games, six strikeouts.
Wow.
For Juice Johnson.
That's a pretty good ratio. That's like Chris Sale type
that's
stuff.
That's very Chris Sale type stuff. She also goes one for one at the plate with her first ever 10U home run last night.
Way to go, Juicy!
Really? Oh, that's
so she's
amazing.
She's like Ohtani out there.
Way to go, way to go, Juicy!
Did you hear that if they make the World Series, Ohtani might pitch?
Really?
Yeah. There he's working out.
I saw him throwing bullpen.
I think it was last week. I saw a video of him throwing bullpen.
Like, I don't want the Dodgers to make the World Series, obviously. I'd like the Braves to do it, and if the Braves don't do it, not the Dodgers, but like there's a part of me that wouldn't hate seeing that.
If the
that'd be pretty cool.
I love the Braves, and that's about it. Like, in 10 games, if there's no more Braves games, I'm not watching another damn baseball game until spring.
Even if Ohtani pitches the World Series,
I'm not watching another damn baseball game until
Game 7 the World Series. The Dodger staff is washed. Ohtani steps out of nowhere, throws seven shutouts.
What if it's a Wednesday?
I might click.
I'll tell you all about it.
But yeah, I know.
I'm not saying that anymore because I said that last year. Bo told me I didn't love baseball, so I'm not saying that stuff anymore because I do love baseball.
I love the Braves.
You have to watch the World Series.
I'm over baseball.
I get mad when the Braves lose.
I love the Braves.
Like, I'm used to not having to be mad because the Mariners never had a chance to get in the first place, so I just watch the playoffs to actually watch good teams play. But I'm mad when the Braves are out.
Shout out to Coach Sammy and Coach Cedric also. We were playing some chess last night with moving some pieces around and to win this, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we don't get shot at. We rivals.
And we did go to the thick of the night. These girls were out there playing softball till like 10:15 at night because, time expired in the top of the inning.
It was a nice night last night, though. Yeah. Nice night to be playing baseball late.
Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, stolen base number 49 last night.
Yep.
So he's one stolen base away and two home runs away from 50-50, which I think he's probably going to do.
I hope he does.
I do, too.
I hope he does. What a incredible story. Yeah, what a dude.
You know, I mean, you're going to win. That's right, because he's in AL last year, so he's won AL and he won NL.
That doesn't happen a ton. Yeah. And then also remember the way the season started. Like, they're in Japan and his interpreter's going to prison for gambling.
Yeah.
season took a nice turn. Like, the best case scenario for baseball, by the way.
Oh, God. You remember that? How everybody was panicking. They might lose Ohtani.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Banned for life.
Yeah.
On to the NFL now, or sort of, on to the NFL halftime show. So over the weekend, last weekend, it's been a few days since this actually happened. But with stuff on the back page, some stuff just gets pushed further and further down. So Lil Wayne finally speaks out about not being selected to do the halftime show next year's Super Bowl. Man, he was upset.
I know.
I blame myself for not being mentally prepared for a letdown. For just automatically mentally putting myself in that position like somebody told me that was my position. So I blame myself for that. But I thought that was nothing, I thought that was nothing better than that spot and that stage and that platform in my city. So it hurt. I hurt a whole lot. But y'all are f***ing amazing. They broke me and I'm just trying to put me back together. But my
he's a broken man.
Wayne is
one of my favorite artists ever. But I've been loving him. I'm talking all the way back, bling Wayne.
Oh.
All the way up to now. Love
so
Lil
good.
Love Lil Wayne. Man, go to hell. I'm broken.
Broken, Randy.
Whatever. All right. Lil Wayne the Super Bowl's been around since Lil Wayne.
So many.
And ain't nobody complained once.
That's what I don't get.
Ain't nobody complained once. They can't.
Because he was like, he's obviously always going to be big.
Atlanta had Maroon 7 here. All right? All these Atlanta artists. And they gave us Maroon 7?
Yeah, I know.
And he broken?
I know.
And Big Boy did show up during Maroon 5. So maybe Lil Wayne drives in the car.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. What makes you think he won't do it? But we had to do a Maroon 7, Nipples. And we can get T.I.G.'s and Gucci Mane, none of them.
Not a one. Not a one.
Y'all miss me with all that whining about damn Lil Wayne.
I know. It's so weird. It's like the Cover 2 thing. It's like, where This has been around for a long time. Will Wynn was more, he was more at the height of his powers the last time the Super Bowl was in New Orleans.
Yes.
And they didn't have him then either. Now, I guess maybe.
I got a Jay-Z and
the trend. Yeah, Jay-Z wasn't
in
charge.
And the whole Janet Jackson nipple thing poking
and
out.
The trend of having like rappers and hip-hop stars as halftime performers hadn't really started yet. But yeah.
Whatever. I'm broken and all that crap.
I hope he's okay.
Whatever, man.
Hope he's all right.
I'm broken.
Nobody like, no,
whatever.
On, we don't like sad Lil Wayne.
Whatever.
No, I hate it. I just want,
whatever.
I want Lil Wayne happy.
Wayne's
man.
Great for the 404. We don't want him to be sad.
404.
I'm broken.
504.
He looked like he sounded like he's leaning. That's almost. What he sounded like. He sounded like he's leaning.
Wow.
So we all play golf here. This one's really short. So how much money would you have to make to play golf with a $25,000 golf bag?
$25,000 golf bag?
So Patrick Mahomes' birthday was last week.
Okay.
Of all the things that Travis Kelce could get Patrick Mahomes, he gets him a, let's see, was it Gucci? I think it's Gucci. Got him a Gucci golf bag of all things.
Wow.
And like most things, to me, just to me, maybe it's because I can't afford this crap. To me, most Gucci stuff's kind of ugly.
Mm.
It's the same pattern on everything. Like the purses are just kind of eh. Can you sew a whole Gucci printed golf bag?
I do think the Louis Vuitton stuff looks kind of.
Maybe that's what it was.
I think that's what it is. But
I think that stuff looks kind of cool.
I got you know, I don't do that no more. But I still have that kind of stuff in the closet somewhere. My only thing about Gucci is this: the all Gucci. That's just, I mean, you look like your ass should be hanging on a wall.
Like
on a wallpaper.
Yeah, you do.
The hat, like the hat, the shirt, the top, and the shoes, you look like your ass
should be hanging on a wall. It was Louis. I was
mistaken.
I kind of like their pattern. I don't know.
You look like some damn wallpaper. Like
but Gucci I've also
wallpaper.
Probably been tricked and brainwashed
on shoes,
by rappers.
Right? A whole golf bag of the same pattern? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to use it.
I wouldn't take it out on a course.
Louis Vuitton's not even a golf brand.
I wouldn't even give nobody 20. I wouldn't give nobody no $25,000. I mean, I know you got ample bukus of money.
My
but
car didn't even cost $25,000.
Well, I think if I was one of them, I would probably give my friend, my quarterback, a $25,000 present possibly if I'm
no
a millionaire.
Damn way.
But not
a grown
a golf
ass
bag.
Man with money.
All the money.
All the money.
Half
why
am I going to
give him a $25,000 bag?
Well, because he probably gives you something for $25,000 on your birthday. Doesn't have to be a golf bag. I would do something.
Is this normal rich people behavior where
probably,
they give each other presents like this?
Yes, it is. Like,
are they out of ideas?
That's it, Bo. That's it. Like, when you look at but Pat got plenty of money. Remember he bought all his linemen, them golf carts, customized all of them.
Patrick Mahomes has a $500 million contract.
Got the bread. Now Kels ain't hurt now. Kels make 15, whatever.
Maybe he thinks a lot of the money he has is in part because Mahomes is so good.
And that could be it.
So maybe
but
he's
I'm
giving
not,
back.
Rashee Rice got him some
grand?
Shoes.
A lot of money.
Huh?
Rashee Rice got him some shoes. I'm not sure what the shoes were.
I never buy another man's shoes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You guys all coming to the party on Saturday?
Yes. You will not get any shoes.
Please
today.
Don't get me any shoes.
You will not get any shoes.
Actually, don't get me anything. Would be great. That'd be awesome. You guys just come hang out. All I want, your presence is my present. That's
I can take
all
it
I
back
want. Now? Take it back. Unless it's alcohol, then
can't
bring
take,
it. We can share it.
Back.
Oh.
But
you say, I can
just
back.
Drink it.
Yeah.
That's what all I want is you guys to come to the party and let your inhibitions fly.
Yeah.
Just go for it. You know what I mean?
I thought you said there's going to be kids there.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, my kids are going to be
all
there.
All our kids are going to be there, so within reason.
And I do know that they were room 5, but I want to call them 7.
No, I like that.
Because it's damn
be as disrespectful as possible.
I am.
Did someone really correct you on
bad
that?
Bad idea. Huh? 7
someone
days
really
week.
Correct you on
no,
that?
Everybody, everybody loves the room 7.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but I was like, I'm broken.
That man
you
had his
broken?
Both of his
that broke
out.
You? All the stuff this man have been through in his life to make it the way he is, and he's broken.
He's trying to put himself back together, ain't
whatever. He? Whatever.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
Whatever.
It's a shame. All right. We'll come back.
At the coldest in the basement flow ever.
Not anymore. It doesn't matter. It's all out the window now because he didn't get to do the halftime Super Bowl show. Super Bowl halftime show.
Carter's broken. All six of them.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.